You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Sensors and smart speakers were the stars at this year's Consumer Electronics Show that wrapped up in Las Vegas over the weekend. But as you'll hear in Focus on Technology, a greater connectivity puts users at risk of getting hacked.
We're not even halfway. Hey Google, send Jane my ETA.
Okay, message sent.
Thank you.
At the Consumer Electronics Show, exhibitors were all about the Internet of Things, devices that connect and exchange information. But is the information these gadgets collect secure? A former National Security Agency hacker and now the CEO of an Ohio-based firm that advises healthcare companies, automakers, banks, and more has something to say about it. David Kennedy says the problem is the companies making the gadgets are manufacturers first, software developers second, and often don't consider security. He gives the example of a new product this year, an oven that coordinates recipes for busy moms.
You can also use the oven as a way to get access to the rest of your network. Think about all the other systems that you have that you work. If you have microphones or speakers, laptops or computers that you have a lot of your sensitive data on, your smartphone, you can use those as pivot points or conduits to get access to others.
Plenty of people have Alexa or Google Assistant. Your smart speaker could do more than you think.
I mean, there's things where there's subliminal messages you can send with Alexa and Google Assistant that only Alexa's microphone can hear and you can't hear to the human ear. Frequencies that work that way that you can play inside of a song or a music that orders things off of your shopping list. I mean, it's getting crazy what you can do with technology, and we're only getting more and more integrated with it.
Kennedy says the medical field is probably one of the worst when it comes to security. He says it's not that doctors aren't worried about things like implanted devices. They're just trying to make it easier for patients. But a lack of frequent updates can be a risk.
And so a lot of times they're very slow to update or very slow to fix things. And so a lot of times these devices are generally have no security around them whatsoever. And you have the ability to hack them in a lot of different ways that you wouldn't be possible by walking with a backpack and being able to look at implantable devices in somebody's body or devices that they're wearing to be able to pull or extract information off of that. It's all definitely possible today.
It's unclear what kind of security the Airbetic has. The medical device highlighted at the Consumer Electronics Show is a wristband worn by diabetics. It measures blood sugar level with a whiff of the patient's breath. From the user's standpoint, Kennedy says it's very important to update your passwords so if you are using, for example, LG, where its TV talks to its wash machine and refrigerator, a hacker can gain access to all three.
I think that the thing that we're looking at right now for this year and the new technology is security a theme in a lot of these, and you don't hear anybody really talking about that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this year and the new technology that comes out.
Just last week, a Slate web post asked, which smart speakers should you trust most and which should you trust least when it comes to privacy issues? There is a new virtual assistant in the works. Mycroft alleges it will never collect your personal data. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.